This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher back on the show. Like every guest, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This is the second time we have chatted with Bob since middle June, the horrifying events, the murder of Mark and Melissa Hortman, the murder of their dog Gus, the attempted murders of the Hoffmans. And Bob Fletcher is still upset about security at the Capitol and also coordination and other things that should take place. When I think of you, sir, I think of a person who's never shy in your willingness to speak up and also a person of action. And since we last chatted, we have had another person who broke into the Capitol multiple times. Has anything substantially changed since June 14th, that terrifying day when the two individuals were taken from us, their dog, the Hoffmans almost killed? Because from afar, it doesn't look like anything has changed.
Yeah. No, not much has changed at all. And government on this issue is like molasses. That's a reference that most Minnesotans will get. And very, very slow-moving changes at the Capitol. Hopefully on August 20th, when the committee meets, we'll get some movement. But there doesn't seem to me much enthusiasm to actually improve things. And I'm disappointed in that. But I also believe that we need to take a closer look at how we notify people when they're being threatened. And so this whole issue of how the legislators were not notified until 7 in the morning needs to be rectified. And again, it's not about blame, although I think there should be some accountability, but it's about fixing the system for the future. And the State Patrol has had this Everbridge notification system in place for 7 or 8 years, and it clearly was an exact tool you needed to notify your legislators immediately after the Hoffmans were shot. Then all of them could have protected themselves and took steps to make sure they weren't victimized, including Melissa Hortman.
Whether it's blame or accountable, who's in that category for Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher?
Well, I've asked this question from the beginning. Who is responsible for notifying the legislators and who's responsible for notifying law enforcement? I haven't got a clear answer, but yesterday I know that public safety was saying, well, it's really the sergeant-at-arms job instead of ours, or maybe it's the caucus's job. And I can't even believe that they would expect the caucus to be the primary notifiers in a life-threatening situation. I mean, it's one thing for the caucus to notify members about a picnic coming up. It's another thing to say they're responsible for telling them there's a murderer stalking you out in the suburbs. So clearly, someone at the State Patrol needs to be accountable. And I will tell you this, the captain in charge of Capitol Security was notified at 2:37 regarding the Hoffman shooting. And what I want to know is what happened between 2:37 and 3:35, an hour later, when Melissa was killed, because that was our opportunity to notify people that they were in danger.
Well, and as you said, for some other legislators, it was hour after hour after hour before they were notified. And for someone to suggest the caucuses, are you bleeping kidding me? Right. As you said, this isn't about, hey, we're going to rally for fill in the blank, or we're going to raise money, or we're going to, elect certain leaders for this upcoming session. This is a murder on the run, and who knows where he might go next. This is begging for someone in law enforcement to provide as much information as possible during an incredibly uncertain, dangerous, stressful situation.
I am so glad you summed it up that way, Chad, and you're completely correct. And that's the message I'm trying to say. It's not a caucus picnic we're talking about. It's a life-threatening situation to these members, and law enforcement has to step up and step in and make sure they're notified. And
let me jump in. Who in law enforcement? Bob Fletcher gets to decide this. Ramsey County Sheriff, you get to decide who is, if God forbid something happens again. And the idea is it never should have taken two people murdered and their dog Gus to get to this point, but it happens again. Who should be the person in charge of coordinating this information to the representatives and the senators to let them know as fast as possible what is taking place?
It's a very simple system. They bought the system 7 years ago. It's called Everbridge. All you do is enter the person's name and phone number and email in there. You click on a button. It takes 30 minutes to set it up, and everyone would get email, text, and phone calls until you answered the phone. And this is a system we use now for SWAT members, mobile field force. It's used by the State Patrol already for their SWAT and mobile field force. They just never applied it to the legislative body, and that's how it should work. Now, we're putting together in Ramsey County, we've decided not to wait for the State Patrol Capitol Security, so we're putting together our own list, and at least the Ramsey County elected officials will be on our list to be warned, because this era of political violence that we're in isn't going to slow down. It's Minnesota Nice is not going to prevail. So we need to be ready for the next attack.
Do you have any idea how many legislators have signed up for Everbridge? And do you have any idea if individuals have been were told about it and why they would say no to signing up for it for these unique circumstances?
Yeah. I don't know the number, but here's the way it should be done. Put everybody in the system. They can always opt out anytime they want, or change their notifications, or delete them, their cell phone, etc. It's a very simple system. Most of them are probably already in there because they do use the system in case there's an attack on the Capitol campus. That's great. That's one use of it, the geography-based use. But when people are away from the campus, which is generally when they're easier targets, is when they need to be notified. So I don't know the numbers, but I would say this, in today's environment, nearly all of them are going to want to be in the system to get notified, as long as they have an option to turn it off.
Bob, I can't imagine after what happened, a single legislator saying, yeah, going forward, I'm not going to be part of this list. I don't understand. The idea is Everbridge is not publicized, and we can have that debate because, sadly, if you Google, you could probably find the address of almost everybody on the planet, and including legislators. And I get some of the idea that a long time ago. Sadly, in this political climate, I wish it wasn't out there. But this is a system to protect them, whether it's at the Capitol itself or out in daily life. And I honestly would be flummoxed if one person, after what happened, said, no, I'm not going to be a part of it.
I would, too. And we don't have to include the addresses. The system is flexible just to include their cell phones. Addresses are sometimes helpful, but the information is all confidential and private, and no one's going to get access to it. So you're correct, Chad. No one's going to opt out. But that is another excuse that public safety is using. Well, it's voluntary. Well, you at least got to ask them, do you want to be in? You know, the guiding principle, you say every time I'm on here that I'm outspoken.
Yeah.
The guiding principle at the sheriff's office is, what would the public expect?
Yeah.
And once you answer that question, it's pretty easy to decide how to move forward. What would the public expectation be here?
Let me correct, and I apologize for this, as a person who just lost a dog. The dog's name is Gilbert. That's my fault. I mentioned Gus, Gilbert, so I want to pay my respects to Gilbert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tell me about the meeting with the committee on the 20th, which obviously is just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, the committee that was created by the legislature, and by the way, the state auditor, the legislative auditor, suggested this from their 2009 report. So in 2012, this committee was created to make recommendations on Capitol security. It's supposed to meet four times a year. It generally does not. And it has members of the legislature, the lieutenant governor is in charge, and it is meeting on the 20th. But there seems to be some level of paralysis in government about making decisions. And to sum this up, you heard the public safety commissioner say, we're waiting for our legislative partners to tell us what they want to do. But now they've hired a consultant to come in, and hopefully that'll move the ball a little bit. The lieutenant governor is waiting for the governor to decide what he wants to do. The governor is not sure what he wants to do because he's made conflicting statements on the issue. So there's anytime you're in politics, it's a slow process. But this is where public safety, law enforcement needs to step up and say, this is what we recommend. We're one of only 12 capitals in the country that does not have metal detection security at the entrances. One of only 12. The other 38 all have them. So we need to make some progress here before the legislative session. And my biggest fear is we won't. And I just have to tell you, it's not just about legislators getting shot. I am up at that Capitol a lot. And when I see these groups of young people on field trips, sixth graders, walking around there, and the buses out front, they line them up. I just think if any shooter can bring a bag in with as many guns as he wants.
And walk right in. No metal detectors.
Through several different doors.
Yep.
It's time. It's time, and I hope not for the legislators themselves, for the kids and visitors there, we'll make some progress in the next couple months.
I get, and again, reminded folks, Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher's with us. The theoretical, the philosophical idea of, well, it's our capital, it should be open to everybody. But sadly, you then deal with reality, Bob. And you deal with an element of danger, of mental health, and uncertainty. And there are places every single day. For some businesses, you go through some sort of metal detector, or you go to a concert, or you go to the airport, or you go to a sporting event, or a myriad of other areas. And so the idea that the Capitol is now shut down just because you have to go to a metal detector, I disregard that premise.
You know, you're a better spokesperson on the issue than I am, and I greatly appreciate it. When people are inside a secure perimeter, they feel safer and more relaxed than when they're inside an area where people might have guns with ill intent.
Is your county as safe today outside of this issue? Okay, we talk about this a lot, where you feel good about how things are going. Is your county as safe today as it was 1 year ago today?
Yeah. Our crime has dropped 28% in Ramsey County over the past 2 years. So crime-wise, our county is safer. If I have a concern, it's the long-term health of downtown St. Paul. I don't know if you spend much time there, but the businesses are closing. There's condemnations. Long-term, we need to revive downtown St. Paul.
How would you do that? I used to go more often. There are some great restaurants. I mean, Meritage is as good a restaurant as we have in the state. I was over there for the music a couple weeks ago. But I've been over there also for some business in the last couple months on non-event days, even in the evening, Bob. And it is extraordinarily quiet, and I find that sad.
Yeah. Well, it's troublesome. I mean, we need a couple anchors. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to suggest what my vision would be because I'm not the mayor and the city council, but you need some things that draw people to downtown that can help you establish restaurants and create an environment. Having said that, it's still safe downtown. We don't really have much crime down there. We have a large number of homeless, but they are relatively law-abiding.
Melvin Carter's running for re-election. Obviously, St. Paul is not the entirety of Ramsey County, but when you talk about these numbers dropping, does the mayor deserve some of that credit?
Well, I guess everybody deserves credit. I give the St. Paul Police Department Chief Axel Henry credit. I give our deputies that are working in a proactive way on the career criminals credit. I think there's enough credit to go around. So I'll give the mayor a little credit for supporting what I think is a good police chief over there and letting him do his job.
And the sheriff of the county deserves credit also. Bob, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. You know we'll reach out again.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks a lot.
Have Ramsey a good day. County Sheriff Bob Flesh, you want to react? Come on. Having a system to contact legislators under frightening circumstances, what am I missing? This seems like a no-brainer of all no-brainers, and I'm sorry, the world we're living in now, metal detectors at the Capitol, 100%. We debate these all the time and also have come to accept them in places all the time. Do I wish we didn't need them? Sure. But we're living in the real world. We do. You want to agree with me? You want to add context? You want to disagree with me? Let's take some texts and calls on the topic at hand. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.